Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos with a cool head and a calm heart. You know, we all crave those deep, meaningful connections, right? The kind that make you feel seen, understood, and truly supported. But let's be real, relationships can be tricky sometimes. There are misunderstandings, hurt feelings, and moments where it feels like we're speaking different languages. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's like the secret sauce to building stronger, healthier, and more fulfilling relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help buzzword, trust me on this one. Emotional intelligence isn't just some fancy term, it's about understanding and managing our own emotions, as well as recognizing and empathizing with the emotions of others. Think of it like this. It's the key to unlocking those deeper levels of connection and creating a space where both parties feel heard, respected, and valued. So, what are some concrete ways emotional intelligence can rock your relationships? Buckle up, because we're diving deep. First off, self-awareness is crucial. You got to know yourself inside and out, your triggers, your strengths, your weaknesses. What sets you off? What brings you joy? Understanding your own emotional landscape is like having a map to navigate your inner world. It allows you to respond to situations with more clarity and intention rather than reacting impulsively based on raw emotions. Ever find yourself saying something you regret in the heat of the moment? Yeah, self-awareness can help you avoid those landmines. Next up, empathy. This is all about stepping into someone else's shoes and truly trying to see the world from their perspective. It's not just about saying I understand, it's about actively listening, acknowledging their feelings, and validating their experiences. Imagine a friend sharing a tough time. Showing genuine empathy can make all the difference in making them feel supported and understood. Now, communication is key. But it's not just about talking, it's about communicating effectively. This means being clear, concise, and respectful, even when things get tough. It also involves actively listening to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and they're just waiting for their turn to speak? Yeah, not exactly conducive to a strong connection. Emotional regulation is another vital piece of the puzzle. This is about managing your own emotions in a healthy way, even when things get stressful. It's about finding those coping mechanisms that work for you, whether it's taking deep breaths, going for a walk, or journaling your thoughts. Ever had one of those days where you felt like you were walking on eggshells? Learning to regulate your emotions can help you stay grounded and prevent those situations from escalating. Lastly, social skills. This is all about navigating the complexities of relationships with grace and ease. It's about building rapport, resolving conflicts constructively, and fostering a sense of mutual respect. Think of it like this. Relationships are a dance. They require effort, communication, and a willingness to adapt. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine two couples, Sarah and John, and Emily and David. Both couples have been together for years, but their relationships couldn't be more different. Sarah and John constantly bicker, criticize each other, and struggle to see things from each other's perspectives. They lack empathy and often resort to yelling or passive-aggressive behavior. On the other hand, Emily and David prioritize open communication, actively listen to each other's feelings, and make a conscious effort to understand one another's perspectives. They celebrate their differences, support each other through tough times, and build each other up. Who do you think is more likely to have a happy and fulfilling relationship? You guessed it, Emily and David. They embody the power of emotional intelligence in action. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these principles into your relationships today. Listen attentively, practice empathy, communicate with intention, manage your emotions effectively, and build strong social connections. Remember, relationships are a journey, not a destination, so enjoy the ride. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you learned today that you can implement in your own relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay calm, stay cool, and keep rocking those relationships.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.